Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Akin to how the Nintendo Wii was made to bring a casual audience into gaming, the Nintendo DS already achieved this prior to the release of the Wii, and one of the games that helped with this was a challenging educational game known as Dr. Kawashima's Brain Training, otherwise known as Brain Age in the US. Being one of the earliest Nintendo DS games, it became fairly popular and sold well. However, I'm not here to talk about that particular game in detail. Instead, I'd like to bring attention to another Nintendo DS game that was very similar at surface level and was often overshadowed by Brain Training, and that is Big Brain Academy. Though Brain Training released in 2005 in all regions, Big Brain Academy released in Japan first in 2005, then later released the following year in other regions. The main similarity Big Brain Academy shares with Brain Training is that the player is tasked with completing various puzzles to test different processes of thought in their brain within a short amount of time, namely logic, reason, maths, visuals, and memory, and then the player would be graded based on their average performance. The key difference is that in Brain Training, the player's performance results in an estimated brain age, hence the game's North American title and the European version subtitle, How Old Is Your Brain? But in Big Brain Academy, the player's overall performance is graded more academically with a letter-based system, and the game's mascot, Dr. Loeb, announces what type of profession the player could have based on their performance, such as a museum curator, investor, fashion stylist, doctor, or even just a caveman if you did exceptionally poorly. The game also allowed for local competitive multiplayer via the DS's download play feature, allowing players who didn't own the game on their own console to play a limited demo that enabled multiplayer, as with many other DS games. Big Brain Academy sold over 6 million copies during its lifetime, and it later received a sequel on the Wii in 2007, known fittingly as Big Brain Academy for the Wii, featuring many new types of puzzles to complete. And though it seemed like the relatively obscure Nintendo series would merely be a relic of the past, rather surprisingly, the series received a brand new entry on the Nintendo Switch in late 2021, known as Big Brain Academy Brain vs. Brain, with this entry focusing more heavily on competition and party game dynamics. And so, I think it's safe to say that the Big Brain Academy series isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Join me again next time